students being able to do more than one. It's more about like the practice times.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And I would even think it'd be coaches being like, well, I would almost think you have to pick.
Especially with how demanding the schedules would be. Both of those would be.
Except band, y'all are there what time in the morning?
So our schedule this year is a little crazy because we don't have a band hall.
Yeah.
But we have been doing 3-hour rehearsals after school instead of before school. And then we have like one before school Fridays.
Friday morning from 6:45 to 7:40.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, so but in the summer... You're doing what times?
7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
Okay.
Every day?
No.
Besides the weekend.
Oh, no, I thought it was.
It's every day 3 weeks before school starts.
Every day.
That is
It's a 9-hour day.
Yeah.
And y'all are outside?
It's outside.
For the first 4 hours.
In the next 4 hours.
In Texas, when we had 105 degrees every day. Oh, my gosh.
I've always wondered how... band can get away with that in UIL and other sports.
Truly.
They're very regulated on their times.
We're very regulated once school starts.
We have like an 8-hour.
We use 3 weeks before school starts. We do these super long, like 9-hour days, which are outside for the first 4 hours, inside for the afternoon 4 hours. But then once school starts, it's only 8 hours in a week, not on...
Eight hours in a week.
We can only practice 8 hours in one week.
Oh, that's drastically reduced. Wow. Yeah. Oh, okay.
So y'all are like praying ready for the school.
school to start. I do think you'll love it though in the summer, don't you?
I really like summer band.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I like summer band a lot.
We get to do a lot more fun activities. Mm-hmm. Dress up days.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they make it fun. It's not just
grinding it out the whole time.
Yeah, grinding it out the whole time.
I'm sure there is still that, but yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of.
if you can't see us, we're not on YouTube yet, folks. But we have started, right, Kelsey?
Yes.
So I'm sitting here playing the flute.
Yes.
And for those of you that don't know much about flutes, you play the flute out to the side of your mouth.
Not that you just learned that
I just learned that. And then the clarinet goes, your fingers would go in front of your body, not out to the side of your face. Okay.
Wow, she's so knowledgeable. Yeah.
Let me know if y'all have any questions. Call in. We'll answer any questions that you have. I do believe we've started. So welcome to season 3, episode 6. Of FISD's The Podcast, where Kelsey Goals,
that's me,
and Dana Owen, that's me, have the pleasure of interviewing interesting people and discussing anything and everything Friendswood ISD. Today, our special guests are two incredibly talented young ladies from Friendswood High School, state-ranked marching band drum majors. Ooh, that was a mouthful. Ooh. Elizabeth, a.k.a. Lizzie Hillier, and Priscilla Orta. Welcome.
Hi.
Glad you're here. nice. Always love that.
Yes.
So let's just kind of jump right in with the obvious to me. Tell us, what is a drum major?
Okay. A drum major, mainly what everyone sees is that we conduct the band. If you're at a football game, you'll see us on ladders in front of the band conducting. But there's kind of a lot more to it that no one really sees, only us. We, like during summer, we plan activities and we lead them. Like if the directors are gone, like we'll plan sectionals and stuff like that. Or we also motivate the band.
Okay.
We kind of lead them. Like we'll give them pep talks.
So you're like team captains for sports?
Kind of, yes.
But more. I mean, it sounds like you have a lot more responsibility.
Yeah.
So when do you try out to be a drum major?
We try out in the spring of the school year before.
Right. The spring before. And so, Lizzie, how many people tried out last spring?
I think it was around 20 people tried out for drum major April.
20 people tried out in April. And then you two found out you made drum major. Mm-hmm. One, when did you find out and how do they let y'all know?
Okay, so the process to make drum major is like a really lengthy... leadership application, basically.
Okay.
So there's a lot of like different forms we have to turn in, different questions we have to answer. And then after we turn in our paper application, which is an essay, short answer questions, some self-reflection questions, a resume, And then we have a conducting audition where we show like we can actually conduct. After that, they pick the top. This year it was the top six. Normally it depends on how many people try out. They just pick the next. It's like callbacks for a musical. And those six people go in for an in-person interview, and it's like all the directors and just you, and you get to answer some questions.
Ooh, give us a question. Give us a taste of a question.
I remember one question they asked me was, how do you think the leadership team, so like section leaders, could improve as a team in this upcoming year? And they want to see like how you would help facilitate that, how you would translate what you would keep, what you would change, stuff like that. Because part of the job of another job of drum major is you're in charge of not only the band, but you're also in charge of the leadership team. And they call it like the band hierarchy. The idea is that there's so many kids in band that if all of them are going to the directors to ask questions to this and that, the other thing, it's like very difficult. So the hierarchy kind of is set up in a way that the leadership is in charge of more of the general population. And then the drum majors are more in charge of the leadership. And then we take stuff, concerns, questions, et cetera, to the directors.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. There are a lot of things I like about that. So I could see where it makes you as leaders take ownership in what you do. Right. This is where I'm going to ask some silly questions, but like, have y'all created, like, do they have to call you special names? Like, do you take your role? Do you take your power and authority?
And abuse it?
No. Like, excuse me, you need to call me Madam Orta.
No, they just call us our names.
Just your names.
Just our names.
Any special handshakes or anything like that?
No.
Okay, if you had to choose a special name, like an authoritative name, what would it be?
Oh, no.
Maybe I'll go with like Miss or something. Like
okay.
That.
Miss.
I don't know.
They'd say, Priscilla, and you'd say, that's Miss Priscilla to you.
Yes.
Freshman.
I would definitely use something with Elizabeth because Elizabeth is such a historically like big name.
Yeah. Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's Queen Elizabeth.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Right. I don't know who the off with their heads one was, but we can still just at least frame it your way.
Yeah. I think it was Elizabeth.
Was it? There's many Elizabeths.
Off with their head. Can you imagine? Do y'all ever get, have you heard stories of drum majors that like let the power and authority go to their head and they kind of mistreat people? Like,
oh, I'm seeing some faces.
Verbally or.
No? We don't have to name names. Well,
no, we're not going to name names.
I don't think I have.
We're not saying y'all have, but do you know of any?
No, there's definitely, it's a struggle with drum major because a lot of the direction that you're given isn't like, it's not like you never get a bullet point list that's like, here's all the things you need to do.
Right.
So much of it is just intuition and like guess and check basically. So there's definitely been some struggles in past years, even when I've been here, where people just, they try and they're trying to like find the balance between, we're still the band's peers. We're still the same age as them. We still go to school with them. Yep. I still see all of them in the hallway.
You don't get a salary.
Yeah. So you're
right.
Yeah.
But
nice.
I mean, yeah. Right.
But it's, there's this balance where you have to be, you still have to be friends with them. You still have to see them all in the hallway. And so there's not the separation that like the directors have where they are older. They do have a degree in what they're doing. They do have like, I guess, justifications behind like authority, I guess. And where we have an application, it's still a lot closer of a gap to like the general population. So there's some difficulties in that balance that I've seen here that I'm sure I've had issues with at some point this year. It's just hard to sometimes manage that balance, I guess. And sometimes it gets a little, you get a little excited and you try and enforce things and they remind you very quickly that you don't actually have that power.
The students do or the directors?
The students do.
But you know, it's very interesting because, what you'll find in the professional world is it's really the same. You know, you may have a title. You're still working with peers.
Yeah.
You're still working with people, you know, that are your same age. And, you know, a title doesn't necessarily bring authority as much as respect and connections and that sort of thing of people. You are the drum major, but if you treat people well and you have good connections with people, they're going to respect you and you're going to respect them. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it's great. What great leadership skills that you're learning. And so I found out you're both juniors. You're not seniors.
Yes.
So I would even think that's even more difficult. You have seniors that you're leading.
Yeah. No, that was definitely something we had to, I guess, overcome this year. It was there's a lot of stigmas behind like how age affects authority, I guess. Mm-hmm. And in a sense, with age comes more authority. But with us both being juniors, especially at least in my experience with me being on center ladder and a lot of seniors on the field, there comes to be some disagreements or spots of like, well, I don't have to listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you handle those moments?
I mean, I found this year that by trial and error, there's always going to be some mistakes, I guess, that are made along the way. But I found this year it was a lot easier if you just talk to the specific people that were like, we have a relatively small senior class and the majority was never problematic to either Priscilla or I. But every once in a while, you'd have one or two that were like frustrated about circumstance or this or that. And I found that like, if you just pull them aside before or after practice and you're like, hey, like, I didn't mean to like hurt your feelings or say you were wrong or anything. Cause like every once in a while we'll have to tell people like, no, that's not right. Or call them out. That's a really big thing. If you want to talk about
calling people out.
Like, what does that look like?
So as an example, say if someone's not in standby or they keep on moving whenever they're not supposed to be moving, we have to make sure procedure is right the whole time. So if someone's like moving around, we have to say like, don't move. Or if they're talking when they're not supposed to be talking, don't talk. But we yell this because we were on the ladders, because we're in charge of procedure throughout the whole rehearsal. And our directors gave us permission to like call people out by name on the field just so that they will know not to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Like we'll be like, hey, so-and-so, close your feet or something like that.
That sometimes is very frustrating to marchers, like, because we were both marchers before drum majors, so we, like, have experience both sides. It's really frustrating, like, if Priscilla's moving around on the field, it's frustrating for me, but then if I call her out from the ladder, especially if she's a senior, and I'm like, Priscilla, close your feet. Priscilla, stop doing that. Then the whole band just witnessed that whole thing happen, and people don't like getting called out. So.
Yeah, sometimes I was a little hesitant on, like, calling seniors out or like other people on leadership out in front of the whole band, because I didn't want people to like be like, oh, she's younger than you, mm-hmm. or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah, it's hard, right? I mean, that's not an easy, which is leadership. I mean, but it's, if you step back and think about, well, what's the purpose of doing this? I mean, if you're being malicious and trying to embarrass someone, that's different than you're doing it so everybody can be better. You're doing it to make them better, then that's that's life. Mm-hmm. That's the way that it is. So
no doubt. Now, because y'all are juniors, will you have to try out for a drum major again next year?
Yes. We have to retry out.
Okay.
Ooh. No.
So this is kind of a new situation for Friendswood, and for a lot of schools don't experience this. Normally you'll have returning drum majors from previous years, helping the new junior. Normally junior drum majors are not put as like head drum majors or the center ladder, because normally they have a previous drum major. Well, this year our drum major from last year chose to go back to marching just as a interest. Like she wanted to be back on marching. So then Priscilla and I ended up having to like take on this like completely new role without anybody who had done it before. So then this next year will be kind of a return to previous ways, where we will reapply. And if we make it again, then we will be the senior drum majors, the mentors for the maybe other drum majors.
And are there always two?
No. Usually there's like four.
That's
five.
What I thought. Okay. So usually there's like four, but this year, when they have, so they bring it down to six and they decide with six, based on these six, we're really just going with two. We're not going to go with four. That's kind of the decision that they had to make. Is that something y'all don't want to talk about, or you want to talk about?
I'll talk a little bit. There were originally supposed to be four drum majors. One of them, like she said, was our returning senior. She chose to go back to marching. And the other one, she was drum major with us for a few weeks during summer band, but then now she's been marching the rest of the season. So it's technically just us two.
Okay,
it's kind of a complicated situation because then now we also have two conductors. They're not drum majors. They only conduct. So they're on like the two side ladders, one on the back, one on the side, and they only conduct for the band. Like they have no other leadership responsibilities.
Okay, so we have two drum majors right now who are conducting. That's me and Priscilla.
Right.
The conducting part of drum major is one of the lowest responsibilities of drum majors. It's not unimportant. It's definitely important, but it's not.
There are other responsibilities that take a lot more time. Yes. And
for example, like if you were in a sport, team captains, yes, they have to play, but part like the team captain role itself is more about helping people at practice and stretching and this and that and the other thing. And so we have two drum majors who conduct and are like in charge of band. We plan leadership meetings. We plan activities for the band. We're getting people set up at practice. Sometimes we were running practices. Mm-hmm. The summer we would do whole band rehearsals without directors there.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
So we are like, that's the leadership part of drum major. But then due to like the needs of our show to conduct, you need people keeping time. So we had two more conductors who didn't go through the application process to become a leadership like drum major, and they hadn't been on leadership in previous years. We were both section leaders our last sophomore year. Mm-hmm. And then applied for drum major and then are now drum majors.
Did y'all get to help pick those two people?
No. They just kind of like brought them in.
They brought
them in. Hey, these are your conductors. And you're like, oh, okay.
So are there other bands? I feel like I used to watch Mr. Dick up on the ladder. Did y'all? I thought directors also used to get up on the ladder and direct. Has that gone to just drum majors? Or as long as you've ever known, that's just the way that it's been?
For the show, it's only drum majors. But for like warm-ups and stuff, sometimes the directors just lead that. But most of the time, it's us.
Okay. And that's for all schools.
Yeah. So for competition season, you can't have directors on the marching field for really any reason. I don't think you can't. They can't be walking around. They can't be conducting this. It's all high school. Like once.
Can you think of a sport or any other thing that's like that where the kids are leading it? That's amazing.
That is amazing. No, I can't think of anything else.
Wow. Very cool.
That's why the application process and stuff is so long and so thought out. It's because of the amount of things we have to be in charge of.
From when we first submitted our like application of, hey, I want to be drum major, to when the actual decision was, it was probably a month or a month and a half in like May.
Oh, I remember you asked, how do we find out? They just put a piece of paper on a bulletin board.
It looks like a cast list. If you think like musical, they just post it.
They're like Wranglerettes where somebody comes and knocks on your door and like they have balloons or they kidnap you and then they take you to say, woo, yeah, congratulations.
No, it's a size 12 Arial font on a white piece of paper.
It's not even in the corner of a piece of paper.
It's like literally if you open a Google Doc, they type four names, like hit enter in between each name, and then they staple it onto the bulletin board.
Wow. Y'all need to change that.
No.
I agree.
I'm about to get a little sexist here, and I apologize, but I would think based on the description of what you're saying, being a drum major, I would see girls being able to accomplish what you're talking about a lot.
I personally think me and her did a great job this year. Like we had no experience. Like
we just jumped. We just had to guess and check our way through this year.
We had no clue what we had to be doing.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't think boys in general would be able to meet the criteria that you're describing in general. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like y'all have to be creative. I'm not saying boys are not creative. Listen, I raise all boys. I love boys. Boys are awesome. But I would think there are certain skills that girls possess.
Just more inclined to. Everyone has their strengths overall, and that's mm-hmm. probably one that we tend to, as a whole, collective,
as a whole,
possess a little more
say,
of.
If you have to come up with some creative, fun events, I would think girls...
We kill it.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, the thing is, in the past 2 years, when we were both marchers...
It was both guys.
Two guy head drum majors. That's why we have the size Ariel, whatever, 12 on the whiteboard.
I would agree with that, too. I would agree with that, too. You get a woman in there in some kind of, like, where they're all men that used to just post names. And then women are be like, we have to make this a little more mm-hmm. special. Like, let's give them balloons and let's kidnap them and let's take them to...
Colored paper.
Size 13. Yeah.
Jazz it up. Some fun things that we like to do to get, like, feel closer to the band, like, make it more family is, for example, for the first competition... Me and her.
Oh, you're talking about
individual notes for every single person.
That's
in the band.
This is what I'm talking about. Yeah. Yep. Right here.
Yep.
Yeah. So
and good for you. That's
awesome. It took a long time, but it was worth it.
It was 139 notes.
Wow. And each of you wrote 139 notes.
No. We split it up.
Okay. So we split it up with the third drum major, too.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote 30, I think, and then we each wrote like 50.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was like 2 weeks and we had 50 notes, right? And they were all personalized. They were mm-hmm. all like,
love it.
I wrote, we didn't write the same things for
no, they were all, they were all different. And mine were, I think ours were both like 6 to 7 sentences mm-hmm. long each. And then they had like little hearts on them and they were like, just little like,
this is what we're talking about.
Exactly. You're proving my point, ladies. I love it.
And for the state trip, me and her made... So we're goodie in rooms. Bags. We're in rooms of four. Mm-hmm. And so we made these big goodie bags, one per room. There were 45 rooms. So
wow.
Yeah.
Now, where'd you get the money to do that booster?
Yeah. So the band Booster Club is really supportive of, they really like student-led social media, student-led goodie bags, like stuff like this. If a students are willing to bring it to them and be like, hey, they'll support the fundraising money. And it's like all, as long as you like, use it for that, I guess. Yeah. So I went to the treasurer of the Booster Club and I was like, hey, we want to make some goodie bags. We also used, so whenever we have band social events, one of the ways the band does it that's different from others is we have like all the freshmen bring water and all the sophomores bring soft drinks and all the juniors. So that way we can use our fundraising money for like
other
the show design and mm-hmm. stuff and or like the venue or other things. So we had a ton of like treats and like there was like Rice Krispie treats and Debbie cakes and stuff like that. We had a ton left over from one of our social events. So I reached out to the Booster Club and I was like, hey guys, I know you have a ton of extras and we don't have a band hall. So how about you give them to me and I'll make them into these goodie bags. And then they also supplied some funding for this. And we went on Amazon. We found cute little things. Like we have these bracelets that we
put in each bag.
Put in each bag.
Nice. Friendship. Yeah.
We put bubbles in there. We put a notebook. We put a cute little like motivational pencil.
Yeah.
We also wrote another note for the group.
Yeah.
But that was like the same one for each bag. And I wrote some funny puns for the things that we put inside the bags. I thought they were pretty funny.
Yeah, they were funny.
Do you think two boys would have done this? You would have had one of those beef jerky ropes. One of those,
a Slim Jim.
It would have been a Slim Jim. They would have just handed everybody as you're walking out onto the.
There's a Slim Jim.
Guys, we love y'all for sure. We love y'all. I'm sure you're awesome in what you do, but girls do bring that little extra special. Now, do the band students, do they vote on? Is there any voting at all from individual band members?
Not for drum major. No, okay. Drum major is to avoid popularity contests in a leadership setting. They make drum major and section leader. Those are both positions that are director decided.
Mm-hmm.
And they do have some, there's some sway. So when we went into our interviews, which was the final six, one of the interview questions was, who out of this group of six, give us two names of people that you would see yourself working really well with and why? And it was more, it was more of how I think they wanted to see more accurately how peers thought about people in that group, because you can get a certain understanding from a director, but also drum majors are more in charge of the peers. They want to see how the peers respect stuff like that. And then it was also like, okay, if we're leaning towards picking someone, we want to make sure that they're comfortable and like would feel good working with whoever they're working with. Mm-hmm. So
awesome. Okay, so here's another question, probably the most asked question of the year, is why the red uniforms?
Oh, because it matches our show. Our show is a Broadway themed.
Okay, so tell us, the Broadway theme is?
Okay, so the Broadway theme is Stephen Sondheim musicals. So like Into the Woods, Gypsy,
Sunday in the Park Sunday with George.
Yeah, with George. There's a bunch of Stephen Sondheim musicals, and his music is what our music is, all arranged songs from his musicals.
Okay.
And that was, it was more of a theatrical design for our show. We wanted to give a standout feature from a lot of marching shows that you see right now are Stand and Play Loud. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to add a little bit more. We wanted the audience to be like clapping, have fun, jazz hands kind of thing. And the red fit that. And then also red contrasts with green, so the green fields. So it was really bright and popped really well.
Nice. What if y'all had these red uniforms and you walk out and the Alamo Dome had completely changed their field to be like a bright blue or, you know,
red.
Completely red.
Yeah. It was just your head. That would be so funny.
That would have worked against y'all, wouldn't it? Okay, just, we've had people ask that question, so I wanted y'all to be able to explain why red. So you're going to continue on with the red uniforms. I assume this is not a one-year thing.
This is a one-year thing.
It's just based off of the show. Like last year, our show was Mary Poppins, so we were dressed up like
Mr. Banks.
Mr. Banks.
Mm-hmm.
And then this year, it's a Broadway show. So it's red.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
It's based off of what our show is. Like next year, we'll have a completely different uniform.
You change uniforms every year?
Yeah.
Has it always been like that?
No. This is just last year and this year. This is a new.
Okay. I was going to say. Yeah.
This has just been since my freshman year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They used to do, so we have the traditional uniforms, which are the ones you know friends would as, which have not been pulled out of the vault recently because we don't have the space to store them. So they're in a storage container somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you think about marching band more like a musical, you think about that set design. That's why we have different props. That's why we have different costuming. That's why we have different musicals. It's like how the theater department switches their music. Their musicals every year.
Sure.
It's very similar to that.
Yeah.
In that aspect. So the uniforms are just our costumes, I guess.
And y'all work with Color Guard.
Yes.
So how does that coordination happen? Like, do y'all make the decision about like the music first and y'all's look, and then they go up from there?
So the directors, so the decisions aren't ever student driven. They're all like director based, and my understanding is that the directors all work together and come up with this idea. We have a design team. So we have like a drill writer who writes all the drill for our shows, which is how we move about the field. Then we have choreographers, music arrangers, and they all get together with Color Guard, with band.
And sometimes they come to our practices, help us out.
Mm-hmm.
Only sometimes. They're busy. They're very busy.
So I would assume some of that is done by like technology. There would be a software program that would.
So the way we learn our drill is through an app called the UDB app. And it tells you your exact coordinates on the field for each dot. And there's like over 100 dots, which you learn throughout marching season. So part one has like 16 different dots, and it tells you how many counts you rest, how many counts you move. It tells you like your spacing between people. It's a really helpful app.
What is your favorite band to watch? College band? Do you have one?
I prefer watching high school marching bands. There's some good ones.
Like, give me one. Do you know the name of the school?
Hebron High School.
Hebron?
Hebron. Well, they're a music school. So their marching band is really, really good. Mm-hmm.
Now, were they part of y'all's competition?
They weren't this year. They were last year. They went to Grand Nationals in Indianapolis.
Okay.
So they were not at San Antonio BOA where we were this year.
Which you just got back from. So you went to San Antonio. Mm-hmm. You go against how many bands whenever you first get there?
So when we go to San Antonio, there's two different competitions we're partaking in. It was over the span of 4 days. We performed three times. It was San Antonio BOA. BOA is all the different classes. So
Bands of America.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. all the different classes. There's like, so it's how many students are in 10th, 11th, and 12th grade mm-hmm. at the school. So 6A is like tons of students.
Right.
And there's
right.
5A through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. it goes all the way down. San Antonio BOA is all of the classes against each other.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So it was 69 bands this year,
around
I believe.
Around that.
Mm-hmm. All against each other.
Wow.
And full scale of amount of students, funding, et cetera. Then we went to state, which was only our size schools, so all 5A schools, and that's where we made finalists. That's where it's more of an accurate ranking because it's in comparison right. to schools that you can compare better.
How did y'all do at BOA? Did y'all place at all? Did y'all do well?
Personally, we did really good. Like as a group,
yeah.
it was one of our best runs.
Oh.
But yeah. compared to like all the other schools.
Right. I know it's hard to compete against.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So y'all felt like you did okay. You were proud of yourself.
We were really happy with
okay,
that.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And so going into state, or that's considered state.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? So going yes. to San Antonio, that's considered you made it into yes. the state.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You have to make it through region, through area to get to state.
Okay.
But so tell us about that. Like, what was that process like? Because y'all made it to finals, right?
right?
Mm-hmm. So how does that look? Go walk us through that.
Okay. So we start here in, we start here at, in Alvin, and we compete against all the schools in our area that are our same size. And the first step is region, which is not a competition based like ranking. Mm-hmm. It's purely how you are with yourself. So the judges give you a score. They say out of five, one is the best, five is the worst. If you get a one, you move on to area. So some years, 17 schools from our region will make it. Some years, 30 okay. schools. It's depending on like the personal level of excellence of each band and not like comparison
yeah,
yet.
Right.
Then we go to Legacy area. Stadium, which is area. And that is the first competition of against other bands where you have to actually like rank higher than other people to move on. And depending on how many bands go to each area, they do the math and they say, okay, from area E, which is the area we're in, three bands are going to move on to state. Mm-hmm. And we ranked first in area. And we moved on to state. So I think it was 17 bands were at area this year, something like that.
Oh, okay. And so you won.
Yeah.
We
so
won.
We won.
Oh,
and
awesome.
We moved on from there. We go to San Antonio. That's where state is.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say, okay, out of all the bands that are here in state, because all of you, it's like the top three from area E, the top two from this area, et cetera, all the areas. And they say, okay, the top 12 out of all the bands that are here are going to go to finals.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So y'all made it to finals.
Yes. So we made it to finals.
Yeah.
So it was like top 12 out of somewhere around 250 mm-hmm. 5A schools is who makes it to finals. And then
finals was actually the next day.
Yeah. It's a second day.
Right. How did y'all feel about your performance the second day?
The second day, we were really happy with that one. Like, it was yeah. a great last performance.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I kind of cried that day.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. Just wait till you're a senior.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good. So
yeah.
You felt great about your mm-hmm. performance at state.
Yes.
And y'all ended up getting 11th.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So how do they announce that?
Okay.
For a piece of paper on it.
Yeah.
No, this is way.
This one's way different.
So for prelims, we have this thing called the drum major retreat. So all the drum majors get together from all the schools, like we're all together, and then they line us up by like performance order or something.
Yeah, sometimes it's random, but yeah.
And then we'll all walk into the field at the same time, and all of the bands, like everyone else, they're in the stands, and like when they see you, they're all cheering.
They're like, oh sure.
So when you're yes. walking in, everyone's clapping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we stand there on the field and they'll announce each band there, like participation. And then we have a salute. So every time they announce our name, we'll step up, we'll do our salute and go back. And then there they announce finals, who made finals. And they were like, performing at 6:05, the Friendswood High School Marching Band, or whatever time it is.
You forgot to mention the fact that our director knew we made finals and tell us.
Oh.
And we were the second to last band announced. So they're like, okay, the 11th band to make it. We knew there were only 12. And they had like said all these other 10 names, and it gets to us and we're standing there and they're like, we don't know it's us, because we didn't know until the announcement. Mm-hmm. And they're like, okay, the 11th band to make finals performing at 6:45 is the, and we're all like, what? Yeah.
Did y'all go crazy? Did everybody start?
Oh, yeah.
See, but well, that made it fun.
But we can't go crazy.
We can't have any reaction on the field because we're doing our salute.
Like, that's whenever we're on live TV, so we're too, because like, they're recording us.
Yeah.
Mm. But the band, go crazy.
Like, yeah.
And then for finals, it was different. It's full retreat. So our whole band walks onto the field. Like, all 12 bands are all on the field at the same time, lined up. Mm-hmm. And the drum majors go up into the center. We're in a little arc.
Yeah.
And then they'll just announce. Like... And then I feel bad because the band can't go crazy there. Because, I mean, you're on the
field.
Nobody
can react.
But as soon as we can break ranks, when all the bands, we could go, like, talk to other bands and stuff.
You can talk to whoever. You can take pictures.
People go crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really fun.
So how many people are in your band?
So we had... I think it was 90 winds marching on the field this year. That's not including percussion, which is like 12 drumline members. I don't know, like 15 in front ensemble.
Something like that.
It's somewhere, it totals around 150, I think.
Okay.
Including guard, percussion.
There's also people on JV. They're the ones JV. That push our props everywhere, which is a really important role.
Sure.
Yeah. If we didn't have them, the props will just stay in one place.
Right.
Yeah.
So how does your band size compare to other band size? I mean, is that in general, there are always about 150? Are there other bands of like 500 members? I mean, how does...
Those would be more of like the 6A bands.
Yeah.
Okay. With like a ton of people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Bands of America normally ranks people, or like ranks bands more together. It's more consolidated groups. So in Bands of America, we might be competing up against bands that have 300 people on the field. But for like state, for UIL, that kind of stuff, they separate it more into better classes, like more accurate size representations, I guess. Mm-hmm. So that's when you start seeing like pretty even numbers among all the different bands.
Were there any moments that you specifically can think about looking back at state this year, really just over the year, you know, throughout this year, were there any moments that... Or like standout moments for you two being drum majors your junior year? Like, this was a great moment when this happened, or would it be going to state? What stands out?
I have one moment.
Yeah.
We're in the warm-up room before finals in state, and we do this thing every rehearsal where we have a body warm-up. So we have like a choreographed body warm-up, and the song this year was...
You Belong With Me
by Taylor Swift.
Okay.
And we're in the warm-up room, and everyone's doing it, but everyone's singing the song, and just standing in front of everyone and thinking about how, like, that was the last time we were going to do that. Everyone was singing together. It was really emotional. I kind of cried after that.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a bittersweet moment, because it's like an end to a season, and everyone's like... together. Like, it reminded me of how much of a family the band is.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, your band is, that's one thing that I can say is the family atmosphere that band creates. It's a beautiful, wonderful thing. If any kid out there is wondering, or parents, if you're wondering how you can get your kids involved to be a part of a strong team, family climate, I mean, the band, I would say every time it's the band. I mean, y'all really do. And I know a lot of it is the amount of time that you put in together, but it just seems that y'all always rally around each other too. And you have such a, a family, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
So
we're all really good friends.
Yeah, for sure. The band is part of the reason that I became a drum major is because I felt so supported by the band program. And every group will have the people that are like, don't get along or don't necessarily agree with each other. And one of the most important moments of my season this year was someone who I didn't necessarily agree with very much of this, my high school career as in band, who I've looked up to for different band, like instrumentation reasons and this and that. We never really saw eye to eye on a lot of stuff, and it never got super immature. I mean, everyone in band is pretty respectful and responsible over those kind of things. And then if there's any weird drama or whatever, it gets shut down really quickly. But we just always knew. We never really saw eye to eye. And I think it was going to Area. I got like a text message that was like, hey, I just want you to know, like, drum major is really, really hard, and I think you're doing a really great job. And this coming from someone who I had almost never seen eye to eye with, who had been we had our moments, I guess, because there's a lot of times when you have to give instruction, but then they also have to be willing to receive it.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so there was a lot of like butting heads. And then that message just like completely made my whole season, because it reminded me how much that like you could like really never see eye to eye with somebody in band and they still have your back. They mm-hmm. still like will support you and say, hey, you're doing a great job. You're like, yeah. I know that's hard in your different realm than what I'm doing, mm-hmm. but.
Well, and Lizzie, it also says a lot about, sounds like the leader that you've been,
yeah.
because not everybody would necessarily have your back. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to be one of those leaders that just, I think, I haven't known you very long, but, just fairness, you know, goes a long way with people. They can necessarily be jealous or not like what you do, but if you're fair and you're just, and you're just a good leader, you can't deny that. I mean, you know, so that's just easy to respect right there. So, oh, that's awesome. Well, good. Well, thank you for sharing that story. That's wonderful. So Lizzie, I guess that was your story of you know, just a standout moment for y'all. Are there any like silly, goofy, like, I love your sweatshirt, by the way, Silly Goose University.
Yes, I saw that earlier.
Were there any like silly moments, like pranks? Do y'all pull pranks on each other? You know, your band directors really overall, I think, have really good senses of humor. Like they're pretty funny people.
They're really funny.
Yeah. Do y'all pull pranks on each other or?
So it's less about pranks, but okay. Disclaimer. If Mr. Nelson is listening to this, do not come for me for sharing the story. I beat Mr. Nelson at air hockey mm-hmm. in Dave and Buster's in state. And he was kind of a little less than impressed about that because I forgot to mention that I have an air hockey table at my house.
Okay.
And so when I asked him to play, I was like, oh, I'm not that good. And then I beat him in front of all the band kids.
You hustled him.
Yeah. Nice. And he came up to me and he was like, oh, so I found out you have an air hockey table in your house. You hustled me, and he gave me a handshake. And then the next day was the day we were finding out if we finaled in state. And we came out from the like drum major retreat and we're like shaking because we like it had gotten to the last two bands before we knew we made finals, and we didn't know at that point. And we're like, Mr. Nelson, we had no idea that we had made finals. And he turned to me and he goes, yeah, I knew 45 minutes ago. Remember how you hustled me at air hockey? So it's more of those kind of back and forth things that are just like,
that's fun.
Yeah.
So going away to do both y'all plan to go to college after your senior year?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you want to play in the band?
I don't think I'm going to continue doing band after high school.
Yeah.
I want to go to a culinary school.
Mm.
I really like baking and cooking.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. What is your favorite thing to bake?
I bake a lot of cakes and cupcakes. I kind of have like my own little business on Facebook.
Really? Whoa. What's your business?
Yeah, plug it.
Yeah, plug it. Now's the time.
It's called Priscilla Sweet Treats.
Okay.
And I do a lot of like custom orders. Sometimes I do like big orders just for like a holiday. I'll be selling like one thing.
Are you selling things right now for Thanksgiving or Christmas?
I'm not. But I'm doing a custom order right now.
Okay.
Which is a gender reveal cake. Aww, I've never done one of those. That's so cool. But I'm excited for it.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, very cool. Okay, yeah. Awesome. So are you involved in Cake Wars?
No.
You're not in culinary at the high school.
I'm in culinary, but we're not in Cake Wars yet.
Okay.
That's more towards like the end of the school year.
Gotcha. Okay. Lizzie, what about you?
So I don't know what I want to do yet. I'm looking at my options because I also play lacrosse. And so depending on that, I sent out a ton of emails to a bunch of different coaches. We'll see if any of that lands.
So if you had a choice between playing lacrosse or band, you would choose lacrosse?
It really depends.
I mean, in college.
Yeah, it really depends. Sometimes you can do both depending on the level of collegiate lacrosse you're playing, depending on the level of band. I think it would all just, I'm not really sure how it's going to land yet. I think a common misconception is that high school band is a lot like college band, and they're not similar, or at least for Texas high school bands, we're doing more of like show design. Think more like a musical theater. Mm-hmm. And then college bands are more like pep bands, playing loud for mm-hmm. football games and stuff like that. It's not the same like dynamic and aspect and stuff like that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So if I were to like not continue in college, it wouldn't be like we're both going to stop continuing high school band, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Cause they're almost two separate things once you get into the college level.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. So, what's your favorite, like, what are y'all watching right now on Netflix, or do y'all have time to watch TV?
Recently, since marching season just ended, it's weird having so much time after school.
I got home at like 6 yesterday and I didn't know what to do with myself.
Like usually we don't get home till like
8, 9
on like a school day. And then we still have like work and stuff to do.
Ton of homework. Yeah.
But right now I'm watching Riverdale. The last season.
Really? Are you actually? I didn't know that.
I am watching that.
That's funny. On a different note.
I was just watching something else. I don't remember what it was.
I'm watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Yeah. Okay.
Two types of girls. Or?
Yeah. That's good. So what's your favorite music? Like, are y'all Swifties or?
I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not either. I don't know anything about it.
I actually listen to a lot more Mexican music. Mm-hmm. I really like that more than normal pop music. Pop music, it's kind of not my thing.
I love pop music.
Who's your favorite?
I like Pink.
Okay.
I'm a big Pink fan.
Have you ever seen her perform?
Yeah, I saw her when she came to Houston.
Yeah, she's great.
She's so cool.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, the amount of acrobatics. I mean, if you know anything about Pink, it's like a Cirque du Soleil in a concert.
It's so cool.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy all at the same time.
Yeah.
So you're juniors and we're in November and December, January, February, March, April. So you've got about 5 months before possibly trying out. Y'all think you're both trying back out for drum majors?
I definitely am.
Okay. Okay. Good to know.
Yeah, I will. I'll try again.
It did have like throughout the season, it's ups and downs.
Yeah. Oh,
definitely
sure.
A lot.
Yeah.
But in the end, especially going to state and seeing how close everyone is really made me want to continue doing drum major for next year.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, is there anything else that you want to talk about or any other subject matters that we haven't touched on?
There's a funny thing that we do every day after body warm-up. We stretch on our own and we call it our emotional release.
Okay. Thing. What is that?
So everyone can just like scream. You can just like scream, do whatever you want. Just to get like...
Yeah, because we're all outside for practice.
Oh, it's outside.
And it's right after school, like you've had tests.
So like we finish stretching and then everybody's just like, ah.
I find that really funny.
I find it
really
so you're funny. Saying don't be concerned if you hear a bunch of screaming at the high school.
Yeah, right. Don't be concerned.
If it's between like 4:30 and 4:45, it's just the band kids.
It's just band kids.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, listen, for two people that didn't know a ton about band,
right?
We've enjoyed talking to y'all and learning more about band, and we're so proud of y'all at State. Oh, that's another thing. I know we need to have y'all come to the board meeting. Actually, I think in the past we actually invite the drum majors instead of inviting the entire band to the board meeting to be recognized by the board. We'll be inviting just the drum majors, I think, in December.
That's exciting.
Yeah. So we'll come. The board would love to recognize y'all for your efforts and everything that you do. And Kelsey will specifically be reaching out to y'all to maybe get some information.
Yes. I've already been talking with Mr. Nelson on some of that. So I'm trying to work out the specifics.
Yeah.
Good. Well, yeah, Priscilla, that's so exciting. Lizzie, thank y'all for coming in and visiting with us today. It was great to hear from y'all.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Y'all have a good day.